Some analysis now of this week's 2 days of 9/11 hearings. Joining us is William Odom. General Odom used to run the National Security Agency, and before that he worked on the National Security Council staff at the White House. He's now at the Hudson Institute and Georgetown University and has written and spoken extensively on intelligence. Welcome once again to the
program. Thank you very much, Robert.
I'd like to begin by asking you about a distinction that people who've listened to these hearings have learned, and we've heard CIA Director George Tenet describe, between intelligence and actionable intelligence. That is, our intelligence agencies are out there gathering lots of information. Then the question is, does it amount to something that justifies taking action? Common problem facing intelligence agencies?
In a little different form, absolutely. I call it the interaction between the intelligence function and the policy function. Several occasions when I've lived through what purported to be intelligence failures, It was really a failure of interaction on the intelligence side, talking to the policy side, and the policy side both listening to the intelligence side and talking back to the intelligence side. And that communication very often is hard to keep at a high level of fidelity.
This was a subject we heard a lot about. This was a bit of today's hearings when Sandy Berger, who was National Security Advisor in the Clinton White House, was talking about the CIA's authorization to take action. In this case, the action was whether to try to assassinate Osama bin Laden.
The intent was to kill bin Laden. That's number one. His overall intent was manifest in August 98. Number two, I believe the director understood, and I think he reiterated today, that we wanted him to use the full measure of the CIA's capabilities. Only the CIA can judge what its capabilities are, and that then defines the scope of the authorization.
This was a case where the policymaker, Samuel Berger, was actually at odds in his recollection with the director of Central Intelligence, George Tenet, who didn't think that he had some sort of standing authorization. Does this suggest that that intersection between policymakers and intelligence people was that there was a traffic jam there, traffic not moving?
Clearly. And the reasons one can guess. Bad news is never welcome. When you're delivering very unhappy news or inadequate intelligence, the receiver really doesn't like that. And the tendency is to blow it off. In this particular case, there's another thing that comes up in the policy side here. If to sit back and say, well, if the CIA is in the best position to judge what its capabilities are, if CIA can't go get this, Then the White House ought to start wondering why they can't. Look into it. After all, the chief executive does sit in the White House, and if he wants to reform the FBI, he can. I mean, the CIA, he can. He could hire and fire people out there if he pleases. We do that in the military. Nobody says, well, the military was left to make a judgment, and because they lost, we're not going to do anything about it. And I think there's a tendency for the CIA to be treated as a civilian agency, and therefore it's not really at war. Intelligence really is a war.
But when you keep on getting the answer that we don't have enough, is there some understood tipping point when enough is enough? When you know, well, that's enough to work with. We can go ahead and proceed on the basis of that.
If a policymaker really doesn't want to act in the way that you as an intelligence operative or an analyst think you should in responding to it, you can't do much about it. But if you can show him that he's going to be hurt, then that turns him around. My experience has been that when I've had difficulty in that regard, it's finding a case where they were going to be hurt and show them why they were going to be hurt.
The policymaker.
Yes.
And then you get your way. This conversation with General Odom is going to continue in just a moment. We're talking about the hearings of the 9/11 Commission, 2 days of them this week, and we'll hear some more in just a moment on All Things Considered.